USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian President Vladimir Putin congratulated Joe Biden on his victory in the U.S. presidential election Tuesday. Putin said Russian-American cooperation based on the principles of equality and mutual respect would meet the interests of people in both countries, as well as the entire international community. Mississippi police on Monday said a healthy 2-year-old boy was abandoned with a change of clothes and a note that said, "Child abandoned, no phone number for mom." At a Goodwill drop-off, has been identified and a suspect was arrested. The child is in custody of the State Department of Child Protective Services. The South Haven Police Department said in a Facebook post, it did not release any information about charges or suspect information. Senator Bernie Sanders, independent from Vermont, and Josh Hawley, Republican from Missouri, are emerging as Congress's latest odd couple as they push for a second round of stimulus checks. The two want their colleagues to pass language that is a replica of the March CARES Act that provided a $1,200 check to Americans. USA Radio News.
Greg Kelly Reports is breaking ratings records. It's the hit new show on Newsmax TV. President Trump was recently on Greg Kelly, and every night more than 2 million people tune in. Kelly is a former combat Marine pilot and White House correspondent. He's asking the tough questions the media won't. Tune into Greg Kelly on Newsmax at 7 p.m. Eastern. Plus, watch Newsmax for Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Cox, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, and more. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator today. Tell them you want it. Plus, watch Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Newsmax is already one of America's top cable news channels. Find out why. Watch it today. Newsmax is real news for real people. You should watch Newsmax.